So I have a goal by the end of the year, and I want to reach that goal. But recently, I have had a minor setback that has brought me a few steps back from my goal. So therefore, I'm farther than I was maybe a week ago. And at first, I was extremely depressed. I felt like all of my work had kind of gone to waste, or that sometimes, like, or at that point, I felt like it was not worth it, and I just wanted to just give up right there and just think, well, it's so close to the end of the year, I can't make the goal, it's not even worth my time, I'm just gonna stop. But that mindset only lasted for maybe half that day. And then at the end, I thought, why not just keep trying, or try even harder than I had been, just to try and make the goal. And even if I am just an inch close to making it by the end of the year, I think that is a lot better than being as far as I am now, or even farther, because I slacked, or I, you know, just gave up so quickly. What I'm trying to say is, if you feel like, this sounds so cliche, but if you feel like giving up, or if you feel like something is just not worth doing anymore because you feel like you're not gonna get anywhere, trust me, if you keep going, even if you just force yourself and just you hate life while you're doing it, I promise you by the end of it, you are gonna love the results or your whatever you're doing. Right now, I'm still in that whole, like, kind of, like, meh stage, but I'm not giving up. I am going to try even harder, just because, let's see, it is the 21st of December. How many days until New Year? I'm terrible at this. Well, I'm trying to think of weeks, so I think it's about 2 weeks. A little over 2 weeks. Okay. So I have seven. Actually, I have a week and a half. But you know what? No. One. Yeah, I have a week and a half. That, I'm sorry. I just ruined this whole thing. But you know what? No, I didn't. Okay, so anyway, I have a week and a half to get to my goal. I am a little far, but with perseverance, and I don't know, I feel like just keeping positive and not expecting too much, but striving for it, striving for what I want, well, just keep me going, and hey, who knows, maybe I will reach that and be kind of surprised, and then at that time, I'll be really happy, and then it'll be 2015, and then everything will just be so great, I would just explode, and then that would be the end of me, but at least I reached the goal. So, yeah, don't explode, though, because you want to live at least a little bit more after you've reached your goal. So, if you, let's see an example goal. Okay, if you have feelings for a lady, or a boy, if you're a girl, or, you know what, if you have feelings for anybody, you don't need to have feelings for the opposite sex. Any orientation is okay, you know what I mean? I need a drink. Alright, well, anyway, what I'm saying is, if you have feelings for someone, and you are mustering up the courage to tell her by the end of the year. Trust me, if you just do it, it'll be done. And by the end of it, it can be really good. Just don't even think of the bad, because I have been through that. But the feeling, this is a whole different story, and I don't want to put my own experiences in this. But trust me, if you feel like it's right, and if you feel it will get somewhere, and are prepared, then you should do it. Let's see another goal. If you want to reach a certain score on some video game, and you are so far, you are just so far from that score, you know what? Work around your schedule to try really hard and work on that low score. Well, it doesn't have to be a low score. It could be like a little, I don't know how those things work. Do video games have scores? Maybe like a ranking? I hope I don't sound dumb, but that wouldn't be a surprise. What I'm trying to get at here is don't let your emotions get in the way of what you want. Because sometimes, if you just force your body to do something, then it can happen. Once you start doing the thing, then it'll be worth it. The hardest part is getting yourself to do it. And then after that, it'll be smooth sailing. And you'll be happy that you finally got yourself to do the thing that you wanted to do. And yeah, it's the end of the year. I mean, you're so close to a new start. Everybody calls the new year a new start when it's basically only like the mindset of a new start. And yeah, I guess I should stop now because I could talk about these things in other audios. But for this one, I just want to inspire other people to just don't give up on their goals so quickly. Don't. I'm not. And I am so scared, but I'm gonna do it. And yeah, I'm just gonna keep my goal just unsaid. Because I don't want to jinx myself, so I'm gonna knock on wood. Oh, and that woke my dog. I'm sorry. Okay, well, I'm gonna go for now. And I hope this wasn't really, kind of high school speaker-esque, or like, who's a speaker? I don't know. Or like a TV host, like, what's his name? Dr. Oz. Does he talk about these things? Or like Oprah. I'm not being Oprah here, but I kinda am, and I kinda wanna be. Okay, I'm gonna go. Thank you for listening. I was gonna say thank you for watching. Wow. If you were watching, you'd be kinda scared right now, because my hair is doing things that it shouldn't be doing. So I'm gonna go brush that and let you go. Thank you, and goodbye.